This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Plains in the road, blue uniforms, Rochester in the home whites. It will be Kanalkin for Plains and Tinder for Rochester, and the Rockets will get it to start.
Of course, J.R. Badouris, a Hillsboro alum, told me before the game, but he hadn't been in this gym since 1995 when they lost in the regional.
Is that right?
That's right.
Well, I know he was at Pena as a girls coach for a long time and had a great program over there. Carried that right on up to Rochester with him.
Three ball from Reed is no good. Plains brings down the rebound, takes it into the front court with Chiquino. Man-to-man pressure from Rochester. Off to Kanalkin in the corner with Chiquino. Into the hands of Hergenrother. Between the circles with Frazee. Allie Frazee bounces it once, leaves it for Chiquino. Caroline will shoot it from the left wing. No, she's a dead-eye shooter, but missed that one. Rebound down to Rochester. Here comes Cipetti. The throw ahead is too far for the ending target and turned over. And you mentioned J.R. Badouris, so 6 years at Pena. Boy, do they have some battles with Hillsboro.
Oh, they did. Yes, they did.
Hope Schulte teams.
Right.
Versus Hope Schulte. Doesn't get much better than that.
When you went into either one of those gyms, you know, it was a hostile environment.
From the get-go, yeah.
On the attack,
Frazee off the window, can't get it to go. Rebound is knocked loose from Kanalkin. It rolls right to the top of the key, picked up there by Emily Long, and she puts it home for the game's first bucket.
You know, I can remember back, Tim, years ago, and girls basketball was just getting started. Of course, I refereed for 45 years, and that was back in about the 30th year of that. And had a gal by the name of Marge Howard that coached over Jacksonville, and she asked me and Jerry Fall to come over there and work a girls game, and it was Jacksonville playing East St. Louis and Jackie Joyner Kersey, probably the best athlete I ever had the chance to referee, played in that ball game, and the game ended up 90-70.
There's no way you were keeping up with her.
Oh, yeah, back then we
could. Oh, back then, okay, of course. I don't know what I was thinking. 6-10 for the opening quarter. Rockets with the basketball. To the foul line, it goes to Dixon. She misfires, and the rebound down to Plains. Here come the Cardinals. Long pass ahead, too long. Emily, one dribble, pulls up too high off the window. Rebound down to Dixon. Lost it, and she's going to get tied up over there by Anna Kanalkin. And on the arrow, it'll belong to Plains.
That was the only thing I had on T. I was older, and I could remember more of them old games than he could.
And he could remember some old games.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Frazee loses it out front. Now she's tied up, and this time the arrow favors Rochester. Of course, Terry was such a big proponent of girls basketball back in the day.
Oh, that's exactly right. And his saying always was, hey, you know, they don't push this girls' basketball. It's a lot easier for a girl to get a full ride in college than it is a boy. And he was absolutely right.
High-low Dixon gets it down to Tinder. She had trouble with the catch, has to save it off the baseline. Down to Dixon, left block, bounce pass, right corner, three ball, way too strong for Bales. She overshot it all, and the rebound belongs to Emily Long. Frazee pushes into the front court with Kanalkin off the window, missed it. Rebound picked up off the floor by the Rockets of Rochester and Keelan Reed.
Back to that game East St. Louis played there. I think Kersey had probably like 28 points and 25 rebounds. But you could tell then she was an athlete beyond basketball.
On the right wing with Kanalkin. Anna Kanalkin gets it off to Hergenrother, top of the key, into the hands of Chiquino. Frazee in the left corner. Allie Frazee. Top of the key it goes to Kanalkin on the right wing with Chiquino. Plains probing, now dribble drive, Chiquino, and an offensive foul. Cipetti stood in and took the charge. Second turnover on Plains, first team foul, and they will get Chiquino with the player control.
Last weekend I went down to Goreville and watched the boys play down there, and they had a round robin type tournament.
Woo! Behind the back, Euro step, nope, travel.
And everything they call down there was offensive foul.
J.R. Badouris saying, I know girls can't do that, but that's a good jump stop. That was a good-looking move, Hud.
Well, they have the only bad thing here, these officials hadn't seen that move before.
That's right. J.R. Badouris, as only J.R. could say.
Yeah.
Up and down the sideline. That's a good move. Just because you haven't seen a girl do it doesn't mean they can't.
Well, and you know this Euro step that they have now. Everybody that doesn't work a lot of big time ball, they think that's travel,
right.
And it's not. But that move there was legal.
That was a nice move.
Yes, it was.
With the behind the back dribble, then into the Euro step, that was slick. That was slick. But we'll mark it down as a turnover.
I don't talk about officials. That's one thing T would never do either.
Oh, that's right. Exactly right.
But that was too pretty to be walking.
Oh, here comes Plains on the attack. Asia Smith has checked in. Sure, left-hand layup rolls off. And on the rebound.
Stepped out of bounds, I think.
Stepped out. No. It's going to be Rochester ball on a miss. I'm not really sure what's going on here. I'm confused, Todd.
I usually know what the officials have, but I'm not sure.
It's going to be Rochester ball, but the shot was missed, and the Rockets had it in the open floor. If she would have stepped out of bounds, it would have been Plains ball. I don't know.
I'm not sure what it was.
We shall move on.
Yes.
In the backcourt, Kaylin Reed.
They got the ball back anyway.
That's all that matters. Reed tries to go backdoor. Nice catch underneath by Tinder. They lob it down to the right block to Bales. Kelsey Bales slips it out to Reed on the left wing. Now back right side with Bales into the triple threat position. Man-to-man defense for Plains. At the left elbow, Dixon puts it on the deck, kicks it out to Tinder. Rochester showing the patience. 3:45 for the opening quarter. 2-0 Plains with the lead. Cipetti, bounce pass, almost stolen by Giacchino. Right back to Cipetti it goes. Asia Smith with the man-to-man defense on Cipetti. Into the hands of Tinder.
The one thing I've noticed here, Rochester's playing some young ball players, and Plains has got basically that same team back. They're a little smoother on their defense, or switches and everything right now. You know, Rochester's going to get better, but you put a couple freshmen on the floor, and they played eighth grade ball last year.
Right. On the attack, Giacchino can't get it to go for Plains. Asia Smith with the rebound, put it on the floor, and it's taken away there by Kelsey Tinder. Here comes Cipetti into the front court. Little hesitation dribble and a blocking foul on Hergenrother. Yeah, this Plains team a year ago, of course, was loaded, and as I said, they have basically that same squad back. And it took three overtimes for Hillsborough to beat them last year.
Yes.
Macy Ward, a junior, checks in for Plains. She'll replace Hergenrother. For Rochester, Tinder is out. Bales is out. As onto the floor is Katie Dorman, who has the ball now. And also into the action is Hannah Tinder. 2-0, Plains leading. 2:50 for the opening quarter. Plains defense pushing Rochester out beyond the three-point line. Skip pass to Dixon at the left elbow. Emma Dixon had it jarred loose from behind, picked up off the floor by Plains. Here comes Frazee into the hands of Smith. Nice hesitation dribble. Left-hand layup from the right side is good for Smith. 4-0 Plains. That was a nice strong move. Here come the Rockets with Reed into the front court. Almost lost their balance. Good job to keep her footing. Down on the block. Tough pass. And they're going to get a foul on Rochester.
Pushing off to get to the ball there.
That'll be on Hannah Tinder. Her first, team's first. Ariana Gillespie into the ball game. She'll replace Cipetti. And back onto the floor.
Gillespie's back in.
Is Kelsey Tinder as well. 2:15 for the opening quarter. Plains leading 4-0. In the road, blue uniforms tonight, trimmed in the red. Rochester in the home white, trimmed in the blue and the orange. Up top with Giacchino on the right wing. Leaves it for Macy Kanalkin, who's checked in. Asia Smith, dribble drive, left hand finishes. Good.
Oh, that's a nice move there.
He is good with that left hand. 6-0. Plains, 105 seconds for the opening quarter.
I always hear these announcers saying they're in the gym going from north to south. I don't even know north from south when I'm outside.
I don't either. That's why I don't say it. Oh, stolen. They tried to pass it out. Stolen by Giacchino. Caroline Giacchino, bounce pass to Smith.
Nice
layup
move.
Is good. Another nice slip.
Beat her on the baseline, didn't she? Quick move.
J.R. Bedouris needs a timeout. 1:24 for the first quarter. A quick start for Plains. They lead Rochester 8-0. We'll come back to the T-Toad Shootout versus Cancer following these messages on WSMI. Following the Rochester timeout, Rockets bring it into the front court. They're still looking for the first point. Into the hands of Katie Dorman. Down on the block to Tinder. She's double-teamed. Kicks it out to Reed on the left wing. With Katie Dorman. She skips it across the floor to Ariana Gillespie. into the hands of Tinder. She gets tied up, ball jarred loose, she lost it. Fifth Rochester turnover. Sloppy start for the Rockets. 53 seconds for the first quarter.
They need to get off the snide down here, Rochester does. Sometimes when you can't get that basket to fall, it takes a little while, and then they get a little reluctant to shoot the ball.
The pressure mounts a little bit.
Yes, it does.
Asia Smith on the drive. Oh, she tried to pass it out. The ball slipped out of her hand. On the runaway, Tinder has to get slowed up by the Plains defense, and she will kick it out to Gillespie, Ariana Gillespie. Left side of the key it goes. On the left wing now with Katie Dorman. Up top to Gillespie. That's a Ariana Gillespie. Off it goes to Kaylin Reed. Skip pass to Gillespie. 14 seconds for the quarter. Can Rochester get on the board here before the opening 8 minutes are up?
You know, Plains is playing a man-to-man, but they drop back into that zone look, and it's hard for them to penetrate.
3 seconds from the corner. Dorman, no. And after one quarter, I'm going to wave the bucket off. I thought it was definitely after the horn.
It was after the horn, yeah.
8-0,
no problem
Plains
there.
Leading Rochester. We'll come back with second quarter action following these messages on WSMI.
You know, JR hasn't got many breaks this first quarter. He's been up two or three times hollering. It's about like me when I argue with my wife. I never win an argument. Of course, that's Terry's sister, you know, and they got a little bit of Italian in them.
A little bit.
Nobody won an argument with any of them.
Heck no. Undefeated. Undefeated. Plains, an 8-0 lead and the basketball on the attack. Macy Ward missed it. Rebound down to Rochester. Plains leads 8-0. And J.R. Bedurs hasn't been here since 1995, and he might want to make it another 25 years or whatever it's been after the way that first quarter went.
Yeah.
Rockets only down 8, though, a blocking foul on Jacquino. That's going to be Caroline's second.
You know, that's the thing about the three-point shot. You make a couple of them, you're right back in the ball game, and they just haven't had anything to fall except the shot after the horn went off, so they'll get it going here.
7:21 for the first half of play. Rochester and Pleasant Plains here at the Terry Tote Shootout versus Cancer. On the right wing with Cipetti. Into the hands of Dixon at the top of the key. Spins to the right elbow. Hergenrother stays right with her. Then her pass is thrown behind Kaylin Reed. Picked up by Asia Smith. Layup good. 8 points for Smith. She has 8 of the Plains 10. 10-0. Plains with the lead. On the attack, Reed left-hand layup. No, but she's fouled. Kaylin Reed will have 2 free throws here and a chance to get Rochester on the board with 6:56 to play in the first half. Asia Smith whistled for the foul.
You know, you talked about Terry loving girls basketball. He also liked having, you know, on the air where it was streamed. That was one of the main things years ago that he wanted to get going. And I'm telling you, that's a great thing. You can get pick these ball games up from about anywhere anymore.
Oh, yeah, worldwide. 1 out of 2 free throws for Reed. Made the first, missed the second. Second, Rochester on the board. 10-1, the Plains lead, 6:50 for the first half. And we thank our friends at Network One Sports for providing the live stream at WSMIRadio.com. Nice move on the baseline. Emily Long pulls up way too strong, and the rebound down to Rochester. Here comes Kaylin Reed. Splits to a double team, leaves it off in the corner for Bales. Back to Reed for 3, back rim to too strong, and the rebound down to Plains and Macy Ward. Here come the Cardinals with Smith. She lost the handle and going to be called for a palming violation. So we saw the ball slip out of her hand a moment ago, and now she loses control of the bounce.
She's getting ready to make that pass there, and she couldn't get the handle on it there. She had a gal open on the wing, but you lose that ball. They got up there and got called. Basically, it's a double dribble.
Jenna Dorman checks in for Rochester. Is handling out front as Reed. She will hand off to Cipetti, right back to Reed. Kaylin Reed works away from the screen, goes baseline, cut off there, poked away by Smith, picked back up by Reed. Cross-court pass to Cipetti. On the block to Tinder. In the heart of the lane, finds Kelsey Bales, but she missed it from point blank. Rebound down to Plains. Here comes Asia Smith into the front court. Smith between the circles on the right wing. Long wants the 3-ball. Air ball picked up underneath by Hergenrother, and as she's falling out of bounds, she gets it away to Macy Ward. Here's a long 2, almost banked in that time by Kanalkin. And on the rebound, a foul coming out on Pleasant Plains. It will get Hergenrother. That is her second. team's fifth. Katie Dorman back to the table. She will check in, replacing Kaelin Reed.
Fifth foul on Plains, only one on Rochester. Sometimes that's just the aggressive defense, but you don't want them in foul trouble. Two girls with two fouls each already.
Into the front court comes Katie Dorman on the right wing with Cipetti. Lindsay Cipetti, the 5'7 senior, leaves it off for Kelsey Bales. And that pass is tipped out by Plains. It'll stay with Rochester, 5:28 for the first half.
Little better pass there. She had had a layup.
Rochester's just been a little bit off here in the first half. Baseline out of bounds. They get it in to Jenna Dorman. Then she loses it out front. Picked up by Asia Smith. Left-hand layup counted in the foul. 10 for Smith and a free throw on the way.
Don't you like the way Smith protects the ball when she goes in there? I don't know if she's left-handed or right-handed, but she shoots that ball from this side left-handed, and she protected the ball with her body, got the basket and the foul.
Yeah, she's right-handed.
She is, yeah.
Very good with the left. Missed the free throw.
She's made every layup on this side left-handed.
And looks smooth doing it. Here's Cipetti in the corner, leaves it off for Dorman. Right side of the floor now to Kelsey Bales. On the block, nice catch in there by Tinder. She had a Plains Cardinal hanging on her left arm, caught the ball with her right arm.
Going to be another foul.
It'll be number 6 on Plains. They're going to get Emily Long with the personal. Emma Dixon back in for Rochester along with Kaelin Reed. Jenna Dorman out and Kelsey Bales out. Maddie Kaufman not available tonight. They're 5'10 senior. She's sick.
One thing about Rochester, and from now on they'll be in the bonus.
Up top with Dorman, down to Dixon, spins baseline, left it short. And sometimes when you're struggling offensively, get to the foul line.
Right.
Asia Smith into the front court inside of 5 minutes for the first half. 12-1, Plains leads Rochester. Emily Long leaves it off for Frazee into the hands of Kanalkin on the left wing with Emily Long. Emily Long off to Frazee for three, no, and the rebound down to Rochester. Here come the Rockets. On the right block, Dixon falling down, gets it away to Cipetti. Floats it up, no, Rochester still without a field goal. One free throw is it. Smith goes behind her back, down low to Kanalkin.
Look at that
off
pass.
The window, it's good. What a find. Asia Smith doing it all here in the first half. Now Reed, that's going to be offensive. No, they got a block. Well, that was bang-bang right there. Asia Smith stood in there, took the contact.
That's the toughest call in basketball. Yes, somebody asked me one time, they said, HUD, how do you call that, block or charge? And I said, well, I call it about 50-50. The first 20 years I called it a block. The last 20 I called it a charge.
Hey, that's all you can ask, consistency.
Yeah, I was consistent.
Timeout on the floor, 4:14 for the first half. Pleasant Plains leading Rochester 14-1. We're back to the T-Toad Shootout versus Cancer following these messages. Welcome back to Lincolnwood High School, the T-Toad Shootout versus Cancer, along with Don Huddleston. Tim Mize here on WSMI FM 106, online at WSMIRadio.com. At the free throw line is Kaelin Reed for Rochester, and she knocks down the toss. She's 2-of-3 from the foul line, and that accounts for the only two Rochester points as they trail by a dozen.
T.J. Frazee was asking a little bit about that block charge there. You know, he played ball up at Pleasant Plains, but he was probably one of the best soccer players that ever came out of Pleasant Plains. Went on and played in college. He was a ton up and down the field.
I can believe that. Halfway through the second quarter, little three-quarters court pressure from Rochester slows Plains up the floor. Now Asia Smith working on Reed. Kaelin Reed, she's just a freshman for Rochester. Good-looking freshman. Here is Tegan Morley. She leaves it off for Asia Smith. Smith wants to drive baseline, now skips it across to Kanalkin in the corner to Frazee. Allie Frazee attacks off the window. It's good for Allie from the left side. Her first bucket, 16-3 Plains. 3.5 minutes for the first half.
TJ wasn't happy there because he let him fake in the air and grab the baseline on him. Got in for the easy basket.
Kelsey Tinder had a point-blank look from the right side, just too hard off the window. Been that type of half for Rochester. They trail 16-3, 3:15 for the first half of play. Out front with Tegan Morley. Morley now on the right wing with Asia Smith. On the curl finds Frazee. Kicks it out to Emily Long, 16-footer left wing, no. Asia Smith, offensive rebound, follow won't go, and it's finally pulled down by Rochester and Kelsey Tinder. She races into the front court now, will slow it up and wait for the reserves. Here's Katie Dorman, down to Sapetti, off the window, it's good, and Rochester has their first field goal at the 2:50 mark of the first half. An official timeout here as Asia Smith's shoe came untied. Rochester took them inside the three-minute mark of the first half to get their first field goal.
And that's unusual.
Yeah, very unusual. Showing full court pressure here. 16-5. Plains handles the pressure perfectly. Macy Kanalkin, middle of the floor, gets it off to Emily Long. Into the hands of Anna Kanalkin now. Top of the key to Macy Kanalkin. Here is Mortley on the curl. Finds Macy Ward blocked in there. That was Hannah Tinder with the rejection. Here's a three ball from Katie Dorman off the heel, too strong. Offensive rebound, Hannah Tinder kicks it out. Rochester will reset, 2:15 for the first half. 16-5, Plains with the lead. They've led from the get-go. Back door nicely done. Off the window, it's good for Kelsey Tinder. Rochester trying to get a little mini run working here.
You'd like to give all that credit for keeping them scoreless there without a basket for so long to the defense, but basically it hasn't been so much a defense, it just the ball hadn't fallen for them.
It's always a combination of the two, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Good defense,
yeah.
And shots not falling.
And they play good defense. Don't get me wrong. They play good defense.
Tegan Morley going to be called for a travel. She shuffled her feet on the pump fake. They'll give the ball back to Rochester. Macy Ward back in for the Cardinals. Morley will sit. Kelsey Bales returns for Rochester, as Katie Dorman will take a seat. 108 seconds for the first half. Plains leading Rochester 16-7.
And I think if you're JR, you got to be happy that you're not more in the hole than you are. They're down nine, but a couple buckets, and they're right back in it.
No doubt. They're going to be at the free throw line right now. Another foul on Plains. That's their eighth team foul. So it'll be one in bonus. They're going to get Emily Long. Foul's a problem. Three on Hergenrother, two on Jaquino, two on Smith, now two on Long. 16-7, Plains leading. But it feels like Rochester maybe has a little bit of the momentum right now. At the free throw line is Kelsey Tinder. Free throw rattles out. It was actually Hannah Tinder at the free throw line. And now Rochester comes up with a loose ball. Plains lost it on the outlet. Here's Hannah Tinder, left wing. Between the circles to Sapetti. Lauren Sapetti. Lindsay Sapetti, excuse me, drives baseline, cut off there, leads it back for Kaylin Reed. Back to Sapetti. Sapetti on the right wing, going to feed the post down to Kaylin Reed, makes the catch middle, off the window, rattled out, everything but going down.
That
rebound
thing was
down
halfway down.
Oh, boy, I don't know how it didn't stay down. Rochester will be glad to get on the other end of the floor on a different rim. 55 seconds for the first half. Here's Frazee on the right wing. Alley uses the ball screen, spins middle, bounce pass to Emily Long. Emily Long, left side of the key, leaves it for Macy Ward. Here's Kanalkin on the curl, missed it with the left hand. Rebound tapped away by Macy Kanalkin, and Plains resets. 40 seconds for the half. TJ Frazee wants him to hold for one shot.
I think they've seen that act before.
Man-to-man for Rochester. Rockets out pressuring towards midcourt. They're not going to let Plains just stand up there and hold the ball. 23 seconds for the half.
You know, I always thought a good play would be coach jumps up and hollers for one, but have a play that where you went to the basket and got a layup because they're not expecting you to.
Catch them on their heels.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Foul on Rochester, but just the second team foul, third team foul, and we're going to have a line change for the Rockets. Elena Gillespie going to check in. Colleen Zyber going to check in. Ariana Gillespie going to check in. Emma Dixon going to check in. And
three from Plains checking in.
That would be Sammy Willis, the young sophomore for Plains. 16.9 seconds for the first half. 16-7, Pleasant Plains leading Rochester. Asia Smith gets it off to Allie Frazee. Frazee, dribble handoff to Smith. Back to Jaquino, 10 seconds. At the
you might
ball
see a foul
line
out here. with the players that just came in to keep them from getting their shot off.
That's smart coaching right
there. Yes, it is.
You got fouls to give. You might as well use them.
And he put those three young players in. They're not probably going to play much in the second half anyway, but they're going to foul. They're not in the bonus. That's only their fourth foul. You'll probably see another foul before the half.
Foul a couple more times. And it goes to Hergenrother. That pass is tipped into to Smith. Off to Hergenrother. She lost it underneath. Into the hands of Gillespie, and that's the half. Rochester did a good job to kind of weather that storm. It wasn't pretty, but at the half, it is Pleasant Plains 16, Rochester 7. Time for the Shelter Insurance Halftime Show on WSMI. Here come the Rockets. They'll get the basketball to start the third quarter. Do they have a little run in them? They're down 16-7, but they were shut out after one quarter and trailed 8-0.
You know, the problem is, Tim, if you've got a kid that can't walk and chew gum at the same time, you want to see him get in there and play a little bit. You don't want to run and clock.
Here's Kelsey Bales out of the locker room and cans a three off the left wing, and the lead is down to 6 for Plains.
We could see this coming at the end of the first quarter, or the first half. You could see a little momentum coming, and those shots that didn't fall at all, if they start falling a little bit, this game will get exciting.
Now Plains turns it over as Smith threw it away on the baseline. Here come the Rockets into the front court with Kaylin Reed. Reed in the left corner. She's going to pull up for about 15, missed it to the right, and the rebound down to Jaquino. Caroline wants the push. Off to Hergenrother, right side, off the window. It's good. Nice fast break there from the Plains Cardinals. Hergenrother has her first bucket. Now the ball's jarred loose in the backcourt. On the deck goes Reed. Emily Long down there for Plains, and the Cardinals will have it on the arrow. 7:04 for the third quarter. Plains ball, front court, sideline trigger. And it goes to Caroline Jaquino. Jaquino works left side with Hergenrother. Top of the key to Emily Long. Here's Asia Smith on the right wing. Up top to Anna Kanalkin. Kanalkin leaves it for Jaquino on the right wing. Caroline gets all the way to the left block with the left hand, draws the foul. She went up strong there, and she'll have free throws.
And she was on that left side of the basket, kept the ball on the left side, didn't get it blocked, got the foul. Now she'll shoot two.
6:46 for quarter number three, an 8-point Plains lead. Free throw for Jaquino's good. Caroline Jaquino's first point tonight. Of course, she's an elite cross-country runner.
Yes.
Second free throw is good. Jaquino gets the pair. 10-point lead. Plains doubling up Rochester, 20-10. Tender across the floor to Cipetti. Cipetti comes across the timeline, goes behind the back, spins away, and has it stripped clean by Asia Smith. Smith down the right side. Oh, a nice shovel pass to Long. She missed the left-hand layup. Smith gets it back, and she's fouled.
She'll
Asia
shoot
Smith
a pair.
Be at the foul line. Yes, she will be. She has 10 points, all coming in that first half. And J.R. Bedouris wants a timeout. 6.5 minutes for the third quarter. Plains leads Rochester 20-10. You're listening to the T-Toad Shootout versus Cancer on WSMI. Free throw for Asia Smith, too strong. So she'll get her second toss here with Plains leading by 10, 20-10. Second free throw, good. Smith now with 11 points, and they set up the full court pressure. In the backcourt with Dorman. She gets it away to Kaylin Reed. Reed up the sideline. Nice bounce pass to Cipetti. Off the window is good for Lindsay Cipetti. She has 4. 21-12. Plains with the lead.
They're starting to solve that press a little bit, aren't they?
Got an easy run out there in the corner with Emily Long. Off to Asia Smith. Way out in the left wing. One of the backdoor cut wasn't there. Top of the key it goes to Anna Kanalkin. Kanalkin wanted the bounce pass. She lost the handle and turned it over. Picked up off the floor by Rochester's Katie Dorman. Skip pass from Bales to Kaylin Reed. Off to Cipetti, back to Reed now. Kaylin Reed across the floor to Kelsey Tinder. She leaves it off for Cipetti. Now Tinder posts, spins middle, can't get it to go. Fell off, didn't use the window. Here comes Asia Smith for Plains. Right down the left side of the floor, layup, missed it. Good contestant there that time by Katie Dorman. Here come the Rockets. Kaylin Reed on the left wing with Kelsey Tinder. Into the hands of Katie Dorman, back to Lindsay Cipetti. Dorman will work left side behind the arc. Skip pass to Kelsey Bales. Down on the block to Kelsey Tender. And we're going to get a...
That's a foul.
Foul on Plains. Asia Smith and Heidi Hergenroth are both in the area. We'll see who they whistle. It'll be Smith. Her third.
Almost looked like a jump ball situation there. The ball came in, but she pushed her a little bit from behind to be able to get her hands on the ball.
Allie Frazee in. Macy Kanalkin in. Long and Smith out. 5-11 third quarter. Nice out of bounds set. Left-hand finish for Hannah Tender off the window. Her first bucket. And it's a seven-point lead for Plains. This is as close as Rochester has been since the first quarter. On the attack, Chiquino missed it, and the rebound down to Rochester. Wild outlet pass, Cepetti saves it, but keeps it in play right to Allie Frazee for Pleasant Plains. Here comes Frazee down the left side. She lost it on the way up. It's out of bounds, and it'll be Rochester ball.
Looked almost like an all-skate deal back at the skating rink, didn't it? We were going both ways and nothing.
4:47 for the third quarter. A seven-point Plains lead. Rochester's been hanging around all night in the backcourt with Kaylin Reed. She comes into the front court, goes behind her back, picks up the dribble, skip pass to Katie Dorman. Dorman now on the left wing being guarded by Frazee in the Plains man-to-man. At the elbow, Hannah Tender rises up and knocks it down. Hannah
she's
Tender.
A nice-looking player, isn't she?
She's got four.
A lot of rebounds in the first half. Now she's starting to score.
She's just a sophomore at 5'11", and the lead is down to five. Here come the Rockets, 4-10 for the third quarter. Out front with Chiquino. Into the hands of Hergenrother, left wing. Top of the key to Macy Kanalkin. On the left wing with Frazee. Ball fakes the three, puts it on the floor now. Off it goes to Anna Kanalkin. Here's Macy Kanalkin off to Frazee now. She wants to drive left baseline, and she's blocked there. That'll be a foul on Hannah Tender. 3:52 for the third quarter.
They were really wanting a stop on that possession. If they get a stop and come down and get a bucket, they've cut her right down to nothing. And they were hollering wanting to travel before that foul.
Hergenrother gets it off to Frazee out near that volleyball spike line with the left-hand bounce. On the right wing to Kanalkin. That's Anna Kanalkin. Picked up the dribble. Rochester's physicality is picked up here in this third quarter on the defensive end. Chiquino drives middle, left-hand finish, no, and the rebound down to Hannah Tender. Chance for Rochester to cut in even more. Hannah Tender picked up the dribble in the backcourt. Cepetti trapped on the sideline, gets it away to Tender, who brings it across the timeline. Kelsey Bales down to Tender, rises up, and Tender has three straight buckets.
She's kind
of taking
over.
In the quarter. Yes, she is, and we got a one-possession ball game, 21-18. Here comes Hergenrother, attacks middle, kicks it on the baseline. Long two left short by Kanalkin. Rebound down to Rochester. Into the hands of Ariana Gillespie. Had it poked away from behind, but right to Dorman. Here's Rochester, three, and the tie, it's good. Ariana Gillespie buries the triple, and Rochester has fought all the way back to tie it at 21.
I think old Moe switched jerseys.
That momentum is a Mr. Fickle thing, isn't it? 2:37 for the third quarter. And TJ Frazee needs a timeout. Things have changed in a hurry. 2:33 for quarter number three. Rochester and Plains now tied at 21. This is the T-Toad Shootout versus Cancer on WSMI. Tim Mize, Don Huddleston back here inside the woodshed at Lincolnwood, the second annual T-Toad Shootout versus Cancer, game number seven of the day, and we got ourselves a ball game. Rochester was getting shut out after the first quarter, 8-0, but they've battled back to tie it at 21. And Hud, when you don't score, it feels like you're down bigger than you are. But in the middle of the second quarter, if you're down eight, you're like, there's a lot of game to play. But when you haven't scored, eight feels like a lot.
Well, I think.
Chiquino for three. No, but she's fouled. And three free throws coming for Caroline Chiquino.
You know, when you don't score for so long, nobody wants to take a shot. Yeah. They all feel like they're snake bit out there, and they don't want to take a shot. Once they scored a few points, though, you could see this second half. When they came out, their whole focus on defense had changed. They were really putting on some defense.
Free throw for Chiquino is good, and Plains back in front. Caroline now 3-3 from the foul line. for all three of her points. I think halftime was perfectly situated for Rochester.
They needed the break, and when they came out, they were a different team, offensively and defensively.
Free throw rimmed out for Jaquino. She'll get a third toss here. Substitution at the table. That is Macy Ward. She'll check in, replacing Hergenrother. 14 fouls this half on Rochester, just one on Plains. That's a reversal from the first half. Second free throw for Caroline is no good. Hit the back rim, both side rims, and then kicked out. So she gets one out of three. She's a good shooter. Down low it goes. Nice touch pass off to Tinder.
Count it.
And the foul. Hannah Tinder, 8 points all in the quarter. And that was a beautiful touch pass from Ariana Gillespie to Hannah Tinder.
If she'd have caught that ball, she wouldn't have had a chance to give it to her. She just tipped it over. Tinder took it right in. I think that's her 8th point this quarter.
Rochester's first lead of the ball game, 23-22 with 2:09 to play. Now Tinder for the old-fashioned three. Got it. Pure with that toss. 9 in the quarter for Hannah Tinder. A 2-point lead for Rochester, and they got some pep in their step now. Plains handles the pressure nicely. Off to Macy Kanalkin. Into the hands of Jaquino. Leaves it on the baseline for Long. Top of the key to Macy Ward. Ward dribble drive. Leaves it back for Allie Frazee. Frazee. Top of the key to Macy Kanalkin. Back door, Jaquino, nice movement without the basketball. The layup is good. 5 for Jaquino. That was beautiful offense. Tied at 24, 100 seconds for quarter number 3.
You know, one of the weapons for Plains has been sitting on the bench for a long time, and that's Smith. She'll be fresh when she comes in the fourth quarter. We'll see if she'll make a difference in this ball game.
Here comes Reed, and she's going to be called for steps. That's kind of when the momentum took its final turn whenever she went out.
Yes.
With those fouls. So Petty will get a breather here for Rochester. Katie Dorman back in. 80 seconds, third quarter, tied at 24, Plains and Rochester. Hillsboro and New Berlin boys coming up next. Final game of the day. On the baseline, too strong for Macy Kanalkin, but it's picked up by Allie Frazee. Frazee across the floor to Emily Long on the left wing. Here's Macy Ward. Long two is banked in from just off the right side of the key.
I thought the bank closed at noon on Saturday.
I guess not. It stayed open late. The ATM was always open.
It looked long. It caught that backboard and straight down, didn't it?
It did. Foul on Pleasant Plains. Their third of the half. They'll get Frazee, her first. Baseline out of bounds for Rochester. Kelsey Bales gets it in between the circles to Kaelin Reed on the right wing now with Ariana Gillespie. She leaves it for Hannah Tinder at the left elbow. Back to Reed, 45 seconds for the third quarter. A 2-point Plains lead. Here's Ariana Gillespie. Across the floor goes to Bales, now into the hands of Reed on the left wing. They swing it back right side.
They're looking inside for Tinder. They're trying to get her the ball. She's been scoring down there. But she's really getting some defense thrown at her inside.
32 and a half seconds for the third quarter. Rochester will throw in sideline in the right corner.
They may hold it for one.
Kaelin Reed out at the volleyball spike line, 25 seconds for the quarter. A 2-point lead, 26-24, Plains out in front. Rochester with the basketball. Rockets took a brief lead here in the third quarter, the only time they've led in the ballgame. They got down 8-0 after the first quarter. Driving baseline is Dorman, cut off with 8. Here's Reed, left wing with Bales. 5, back to Reed, ball fake. Down on the block, that is Tinder at the horn. No, she spun the wrong way and had to shoot over the wrong shoulder. After three quarters, it is Pleasant Plains, 26, Rochester, 24. We'll come back with the money quarter following these messages on WSMI. Well, here we go. Time for the money quarter. Pleasant Plains leading Rochester 26-24. Rochester won the third quarter 17-10. And they get the basketball to start the fourth. Into the hands of Kelsey Bales.
We'll see how much difference it makes. Smith's back in the ballgame.
Asia Smith missed a lot of that third quarter after picking up that third foul. Skip pass to Hannah Tinder on the left wing. Hannah holding and surveying, back out between the circles to Cipetti. Lindsay Cipetti turns the corner, kicks it out to Tinder. Skip pass to Dorman, open for three. missed it too strong. Rebound is out of bounds, and it will belong to Plains. 7.5 minutes for the ball game. Hillsborough and New Berlin coming up next in the nightcap. Been a fun day of hoops here at Lincolnwood. Thanks to all the volunteers throughout the day, all the people who have shown up, gotten involved in the raffle items and the 50-50s. All the money raised going to the Montgomery County Cancer Association.
Somebody,
high up on the floor.
Somebody asked me today how they determine where this is held every year, and, you know, I didn't know the answer. But you said next year it will be at Hillsborough.
It'll be at Hillsborough. It's a very scientific system. Asia Smith in the right corner. On the attack, it's Frazee. I'll give you my thinking here in a moment. 7 minutes for the ball game. On the attack, Chiquina leaves it for Frazee. Left side of the key, Smith for three, hit the front rim, almost crawled in, and it's out of bounds, belonging to Rochester. So it was at Carthenville last year because Darren Deneve was instrumental in getting the shootout started, so we had it at his school, and of course Terry had such a deep connection to Carthenville with all the games that he did there.
Sure.
And then the second year, obviously, it's at Terry's alma mater.
Yes.
The third year, it's going to Hillsborough, and then the fourth year, Nokomis, because we didn't want to have Litchfield-Hillsborough back-to-back.
Right, yeah.
So... very scientific.
Makes sense to me.
Down low to Reed.
I know one thing. When we were at the wake, there were a lot of kids, a lot of girls, a lot of boys, a lot of coaches that came through. And, you know, it wasn't just coming through to say they were there. There were tears in their eyes.
Oh, yeah.
There were a lot of people that were very upset when they came to the funeral for Terry Toth.
He had a real connection. Asia Smith, a beautiful spin and a left-hand finish. She has a baker's dozen. She's had a huge ball game here tonight. 28-24, Plains with the lead, Rochester with the ball. Dribble drive, Bales, cut off, middle of the lane, and put home by Kelsey Tinder. Kelsey's second field goal, she has 4 points. 28-26, Plains, 5:50 for the game. Here's Chiquino, left side of the key, down on the block to Asia Smith. She will draw a double team, kicks it out. Here's a three ball, yes, put home from Emily Long. She has 5 points, and that's a big triple. Stretches the Plains lead out to 5-31-26. 5.5 minutes for the ball game.
After that third quarter flurry, they've righted the boat, haven't they?
They sure have. Kelsey Tinder misses the driving layup, and the rebound down to Plains. Here comes Asia Smith into the front court. Works to the top of the key, picks up the bounce, leaves it for Allie Frazee. Frazee off to Chiquino, between the circles, Caroline Chiquino. Comes back left side with a bounce pass to Asia Smith. Down on the block to Macy Ward. Draws a crowd, kicks out to Frazee. Allie Frazee, dribble drive, attacks hard and draws the foul. She'll have free throws. Fifth team foul on Rochester, and they're going to get Kelsey Tinder with the personal. That is her second. It'll send Frazee to the free throw line. Senior daughter of head coach TJ. Free throw is good. Allie with 3 points on the night. Hergenrother back on the floor for Plains. Ward is out. Dorman out for Rochester, as returning is Ariana Gillespie. 5:01 for the game, a 6-point lead for Plains. Make it 7 as Frazee gets both free throws. 33-26, Plains with the lead. They led by 2 after 3. Rochester had a brief lead in that third quarter. Rockets need a good offensive possession here. They get it to Kelsey Tinder. Drives to the right elbow, down to the right block, off the window, it's good. 6 for Kelsey Tinder. Back to a 5-point Plains lead. 4:35 for the game. Allie Frazee out near midcourt. Between the circles to Hergenrother. Heidi Hergenrother leaves it for Emily Long. She wants the three ball. Too strong, almost banked it in. Cipetti had the rebound ripped away by Hergenrother. Down to Emily Long. Back out to Frazee. They will reset. 4:15 for the ball game. Allie Frazee leaves it for Emily Long. Long. Bounce pass to Smith. Asia under the rim, kicks it out. Chiquino open for three. Yes.
Pure. Can you believe that
Caroline
pass?
Caroline Chiquino. Beautiful pass.
Right under the lane. Right under the basket. Fired it to the top of the key. Nothing but net.
36-28 Plains. Cepetti rattles out no good. Hergenrother gets tied up down there with, I think, Kelsey Tinder, and the arrow belongs to Rochester. 3:51 to play. Hannah Tinder checking back in for Rochester, and Hergenrother is slow to her feet. She gets up, and she's kind of flexing her right hand. She fell awkwardly there. Had Tinder come down on her.
Yeah, they both had a hold of the ball, but they did. She kind of got the worst end of that deal.
Heidi motioned to T.J. Frazee that she was fine to leave her in the ballgame. 3:51 for the game.
Todd Maxwell's explaining to T.J. Frazee she'll be all right.
36-28, Plains leading. Cepetti gets it in. Off the window, it's good for Kelsey Bales. Nice out-of-bounds set there. Plains quickly the other way. Kanalkin is fouled. They're going to get Bales. Say she got the wrist. Two free throws for Anna Kanalkin. Sixth team foul on Rochester. As they will get Kelsey Bales with the personal, her first.
You know, we've talked about the officiating a little bit. These guys work a lot of girls' balls. They've worked their way up to where they're working super sectionals. And I think Tim's worked the state, but they worked this last week up in the Macon County tournament, and they're working the championship up there next year, and the coaches vote on that. So they're doing a great job.
Kanalkin misses both free throws, but Hergenrother with the rebound. Keeps possession alive for Plains. Big offensive rebound. Underneath, Aquino got behind the defense, lays it up and in, and she's fouled. 10 for Caroline Aquino, and a chance for the old-fashioned three. Rochester's inability to get the rebound off the missed free throw cost them 2 points and maybe more.
You know, T.J. Frazee didn't look that worried in the third quarter when he had some of his starters on the bench. And when they came in the fourth quarter, they just look a lot different, don't they?
They really do. They turned it up. The free throw for Aquino is off the mark. Rebound belongs to Rochester. An 8-point lead for Plains, 3.5 minutes for the ball game. Cepetti. That pass is tipped out of play by Plains, I think.
No. I think she thought she was going to stay in the corner, and she cut to the basket. Just a bad pass.
Yeah, just thrown away by Rochester. It's Plains ball. Clock running, 3:20 to play in the ball game. Game 7 of 8 here at the T-Toad Shootout versus Cancer. Hillsborough, New Berlin boys to follow. Back door stolen by Tinder. She's first to the floor, and then it's ripped away by Asia Smith. What hustle. Hergenrother blocked from the left side, picked up by Rochester and Ariana Gillespie. Here come the Rockets. Reed quickly in the front court to Cepetti. Cepetti pulls up. Yes. Lindsay Cepetti knocks it down. She has 6. J.R. Berdurs takes a timeout. 2:54 for the ball game. Pleasant Plains 38, Rochester 32. We'll come back to the T-Toad Shootout versus Cancer following these messages. Tim Ise, Don Huddleston back here at the T-Toad Shootout versus Cancer at Lincolnwood High School inside the woodshed. Pleasant Plains leading Rochester 38-32. Plains has the basketball. Rockets setting up with some full court pressure. Aquino full head of steam. Did she travel? Yep. She didn't get the ball down in time.
She's pretty quick.
Turnover.
She's
yeah.
pretty quick.
Too quick for her own good that time. Substitution for the Rockets. Kelsey Tinder in. Ariana Gillespie out. A 6-point lead for Plains. They trailed briefly in the third quarter. Other than that, it's been a pretty impressive ball game here for Pleasant Plains. Jumped on Rochester early, now trying to hang on late.
This is a big possession right here for Rochester. They need a bucket bad.
Bales across the floor to Hannah Tinder. Reed, ball fakes the three, kicks it. Open look at three, back rimmed it, did Kelsey Bales, and on the rebound, a foul on Rochester.
And we're going to shoot free throws, and that's going to be important down the stretch here. That's their 8th foul, and Plains has only made 3, so Rochester can win this thing at the free throw line.
Plains.
I mean Plains, yeah. Yes.
2.5 minutes for the game, a 6-point lead for Pleasant Plains at 38-32. And Allie Frazee at the charity stripe. She's 2 of 2 for the ball game. Has 4 points. The lefty, couple of bounces and a spin. Toss is no good. Rebound picked up off the floor by Rochester's Hannah Tinder. Here come the Rockets. Down on the block. Double teamed, falling down. that time was Tinder, and she turned it over. Fast break. Chiquino's layup is no good. She might have been too far under the rim off the feed from Smith. Here come the Rockets. Cepedi puts it on the deck. Kicks it out. Open three. Reed. Yes! Kaylin Reed, the freshman, buries the triple. She has six. First field goal for Reed. And the lead cut in half, 38-35. Pleasant Plains inside of 2 minutes for the ball game.
Big bucket right there.
Huge bucket. Out front with Asia Smith. She's been big time for Plains tonight. Turns the corner, kicks to Hergenrother. Now back out front it goes to Frazee. 100 seconds for the ball game. Chiquino high above her head and surveys. Bounce pass out to Allie Frazee. Frazee comes across the head of the key, leaves it for Long. Middle of the lane to Chiquino, blocked and fouled with 90 seconds to play. And Caroline Chiquino will be at the free throw line, where on the night she is 3 out of 6. She has 10 points.
90 seconds, if you're bad in math, that's a minute 30.
That's right. That's right. That's an old T-Tote thing there.
Oh, yeah.
90
seconds. You picked that up from him, didn't
you? Absolutely. That free throw's good for Chiquino. And he always said, because 90 seconds sounds like it's getting down to it.
Yeah.
Minute 30 sounds like a lot of time.
Well, it is a lot of time if you've got the lead trying to hold the ball.
No doubt. Chiquino gets the pair. She has a dozen. A 5-point lead for Plains. A minute 25 to play in the ball game.
They don't need a three, but they need a back.
Kelsey Bales out to Cepedi. Off to Reed, into the hands now of Ariana Gillespie.
You got to shoot it.
Hannah Tinder. Hand off to Reed. Hesitation bounce. Cut off. Now out it goes. 70 seconds. They swing it right side with Bales. Rochester needs to get a shot up here. Reed.
Yep.
In the corner, gets it away to Cepedi, and she turns it over. She got caught on the baseline and lost the handle. Inside of a minute to play, and now Frazee got caught on the baseline, and she turns it over. She was trapped underneath the hoop there and just ran out of real estate.
Stepped on the line.
57.6 seconds for the game. 40-35, Plains with the lead. Rochester ball. They line everybody up along the baseline. They lob it up top to Hannah Tinder. Down to Cepedi on the curl, too strong, and she missed it. Rebound is tapped around. It's on the floor, and Reed had it and had it go off of her foot out of bounds. She tried to go to a knee and get it and just kind of kicked it out of play. It'll be Plains ball with 49.4 seconds to play.
I think now you got to foul and extend the game. If you let them run off time, you're not going to have enough time to get back.
In the backcourt with Frazee. The problem is Plains has good foul shooters on the
floor.
Yes,
you
don't
want
to foul Chiquino. Emily Long. That ball's kicked out of there. 40 seconds.
JR's tell him to foul now.
You go for the quick steal. When you don't get it, then you got to foul immediately. In the backcourt to Chiquino. Being checked there by Cepedi. No foul yet. 35 seconds.
They don't want to foul her.
No. She hands off to Asia Smith. Asia Smith turns the corner, lost the handle. That's going to be off of Plains. 27.8 for the game. Not over yet. 5-point lead for Plains. Rochester ball.
They got to get a shot off faster than they did the last possession down here.
They still don't need a three, but it just has to be quick. Whatever you do, it must be in a hurry. Reed pulls the trigger on the three. Back rimmed it, no good. Offensive rebound, Hannah Tinder followed, no. And on the rebound, a foul on the Rockets.
And that's going to be two now, because that's her 10th foul.
They will get Kelsey Tinder on the personal, her third, double bonus time for Plains. It will be Emily Long at the free throw line.
It might be like Don Meredith used to be on Monday Night Football. You could start singing, turn out the light, the party's over.
You going to sing?
No.
No, all right. All right. We'd have John Michael Marty go get his karaoke equipment. Belt out a few numbers.
He
few
could
numbers.
Sing that.
He could. Emily Long knocks down the free throw, makes it 41-35 Plains.
You know, I miss him and Terry being on about 1:30, 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and they used to talk about everything but sports.
Oh, no doubt about that.
And they knew a lot about a lot of things. None of it important, but
well,
they knew a lot of stuff.
Well, exactly right. Here's Cepedi. Leaves it off for Reed. She'll fire the three. That's an air ball. 8 seconds for the game. J.R. Badura says do not foul. And the Pleasant Plains Cardinals are going to beat the Rochester Rockets here in the T-Toad Shootout versus Cancer. 41-35 the final, as Plains have got a little
scary for them there at a point in the second half, but they rebounded after Rochester came back and took the lead. Plains responded, and the Cardinals of Pleasant Plains beat the Rockets of Rochester 41-35, and seven games in the books here at the T-Toad Shootout versus Cancer. We'll take a break. We'll come back to the Woodshed in Lincolnwood following these messages on WSMI.